up again. I'm gonna say my worry days are done. This looks like a good day.
Let's get real. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden. Uri Geller is here. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. When you care enough for people, or you care enough to kind of help people, is it a general concern or is it a specific concern? In other words, do people who help other people do it selectively? Are you one of those people, or do you give of your time and your talent, or do you give openly? Do you take advantage of any possibility that is presented to you to help people, or do you do it only because there's something in it for you? I think that's oftentimes what happens. People who say they help others, yeah, okay, that's fine. But do you do it with, in the back of your mind, the thought that you're going to get something out of it? Is there something that comes to you as a result of your doing something? We all know people like that in our lives who give, but they take. The true sign of a giver is somebody who expects nothing. And how many, I mean, the human condition being what it is, Uri, how many people do you know who actually give of themselves without expecting anything in return? You've been seeing and sort of motivating people, and you've been observing people for decades. Is it that people that we really can find a lot of people that are able to give and not think about the consequences? Uri Geller is known around the world as a man who is great when it comes to motivating people, helping understand one's mind. He demonstrates his ability to control and use his mind in any number of ways, from the showbiz stuff, making the watches start again, fixing the pots that don't work, and thinking when you're I never will forget seeing you hold on to those watches, but bending the spoons. I mean, any of that stuff that you can do if you actually put your mind to it. You've taught people how to do that. So I come around to sort of thinking about what power we all have, what energy we all have, and whether or not we can, you know, it is the desire, I would think, of most people who understand this, to bring help around so they make the world a better place. And I mean, but so many people are so self-absorbed that it's all about them, and I can't help but think that that's the reason we have as many problems as we do in the world today.
Well, I'll tell you, Doug, since you posed this question to me, I'll start by saying that to those with wisdom, happiness is not about getting what you want. It's about wanting what you've got. And a good example is yesterday, I invited 35 parents who have children with cancer. They were a religious group from Israel. Some were not that religious, but most of them wore yarmulkes, you know, that is the headwear that a religious individual in the Jewish faith wears.
Right.
And, you know, I took them around the house. They had a fun day out in London. Then they came over to me. Then they, you know, we arranged them a dinner somewhere in North London. And when I was talking to them, I thought to myself, my God, you know, how dare we complain? It's incredible that you do have to open up your mind and see the bigger picture and see what is really going on around you and how so many people, millions of people, live in such conditions that you won't be able to survive in those conditions.
Yeah. And you know what, if I may interject, if you look at some of the pictures coming out of Syria as an example, here's this country that's in complete unrest. It's not unlike some of the other countries in the Middle East who have spawned, pushed away, if you will, anything, any influence from outside, whether it's countries or groups or individuals. The anti-intellect of these people and the heinous massacres and the things that we now are being, we can see them on television, the way these people are living behind and cages and stuff. I mean, it's just like there's a different, like we have two different worlds that exist on this planet.
Very much so, Doug. And I keep repeating this. It's almost, it's becoming a mantra on your show when I say try to be in an attitude of gratitude, or to put it in a simple term, try to be satisfied with what you have. And it boils down to that, Doug. If you're satisfied with what you have and you're happy, then you project that good energy, and it allows you to enter other realms, other possibilities, other opportunities that you can explore. I say this, Doug. When you say to someone, I want to give you something because it makes me happy, and that person accepts the gift or whatever you give to them, it's both ways. You're happy when you receive, but sometimes you're happier when you give. Yeah. Isn't that a fantastic feeling that when you give a present to someone or you help someone, the satisfaction value, the energy that you get out of that, at least for me, is so much more powerful than receiving a gift. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll all agree with me. There's some kind of an inbuilt animal instinct in us that we do want to help, we do want to give, and we get this enormous warmth from that deed. And, you know, Doug, it's contagious, because if you help others and if you give something to someone else in need, that someone will give something out of their lives to someone else. I wish this could happen all around the world. It doesn't. Otherwise, we wouldn't have wars.
Yep.
There wouldn't be jealousy. There wouldn't be envy. So, yeah, I agree with you. Give, take. For me, giving is more powerful than accepting. What about you all?
I think that we're a pretty good bunch of givers here. I know one of the reasons that everybody's on my program is because I know them well and I like them. And it isn't that you have to measure up to a standard that I set, but it just is sort of you find maybe the law of attraction. You're attracted to people who are good people. Richie's a good person. Jennifer's a good person. A lot of the folks that we have that people hear every day or maybe once or twice a week, however they come into our reality here, it still is a reality based on people who have a good sense of what caring is about. I think everybody here cares and is giving, and it isn't that they wear it on their sleeves. You do it because you feel to do it, not because you're going to get something out of it. But yet
but you
see
know
so
that,
many...
You know, looking at the entertainment world, the showbiz, unfortunately, and obviously we won't bring up any names, but a lot of celebrities do certain things because they gain PR
right.
out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You do agree with me?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's way too much of that.
And it's very difficult to know or decipher who is really doing it out of the bottom of their heart.
I think it's pretty easy to tell. I think you can pretty much spot a phony. Most people are pretty good, I would think. I hope they are. At spotting a phony, watching body language, listening to words. And it happens often more with politicians than anything else. And I think it's universal with politicians, whether it's here in our country or where you live in England or wherever. I think that the universal language of politician is doublespeak. And it's too bad because not everybody is like that, but too many of them are. And so they all get painted with that broad brush.
Yes, and many of them think that we don't notice.
Right.
But, you know, whatever you do, the world is watching, and the world is watching all the time.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, when I, for instance, and you, I'm sure, when you do a good deed, let's say you get the urge to fly to Afghanistan to meet the soldiers, and you're doing it out of the goodness in you, there will always be those, you know, who will say, Doug went over there to gain some more publicity or to get some good stories in the press. So you can't win them all. There will always be those who will dislike you. You can't be liked by everyone all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's why I just simply go with the flow. And, you know, envy, jealousy, in most cases, Doug, it's an inbuilt kind of animal instinct in us we envy the other side that if the grass is greener on the other side, why is it? Why can't I have that big car or the big house? Why is it?
Well, that's part of the entitlement mentality that is so much a part of the fabric of many so-called progressive or Western countries. There has been this in the Democratic circles. There's been this now this attempt to buy votes by giving people things they think don't cost anything, and of course they do cost. Somebody pays for them, and so you have this. But people don't look at it. And that's the other. That's the disconnect. And you don't have to be a deep thinker to get this. You just have to kind of be connected, or in some way, there's got to be a reality base to your understanding what the world is all about. If you think you're only going to take and not going to give, you will lose. And that's what happened. But there's a lot of that on the other hand, Uri. There are a lot of people who just have their hand out all the time. They want, they want, they want. They expect, expect, expect. They are entitled to. You're not entitled to anything except maybe clean air to breathe when you're born. That's it. The rest of it needs to be something. And if you spend your life working your way through all these entitlements, what do you have at the end? An empty, vapid, wasted life.
And you do actually wake up to that fact.
Yeah.
And then you look at your life and you question why.
Yeah. Empty lives are built on that sort of thing.
And it's incredible how fast life goes by. It's just, it's scary, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll never forget the day my mother was 90 years old. She passed away when she was about 91.
Mm-hmm.
And every night I would go into her bedroom and we would chat a little. And I asked her, "Mom, do you know that you're 90? And she looked at me and she says, "No way, I'm not 90. She actually could not believe that that age has reached her.
Yeah.
And looking at back at us too, there is a certain moment where you say, "My God, how did I? I mean, is it true that I'm over 60? Where did life go?" It's incredible how fast time travels.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, it kind of begins after the age of 40, where you wake up on Monday and suddenly it's Friday.
Yeah.
So it just shows to me that time is flexible, it's movable, it's liquid.
It is of the essence. And speaking of time, we've run out, but there are a lot of great things. Think about the stimulation here. You might want to check out Uri's website, URIGELLER.com, UriGeller.com. Always something to think about and a way to motivate you to make things better in your life. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZEOKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
It's the beginning of summer, officially later on today. First full day of summer will be tomorrow. So we'll have our usual component of summer songs to kind of put you in the mood here and there. This is a conversation program with a little personality sprinkled in. Personalities of Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Roberta and a lot of the other people that we have that are our friends and come in here to share what's going on with them and maybe help you through some of their experiences. That's a cool thing. And we all love to experience the wonders of summer. And so, musically, I think sometimes this stuff puts us in the mood, as does this one. This one always has sent me away, the occasions. And I'm a girl watcher. Always puts me away, this song.
And you are a girl watcher.
I am. Yes, I am.
Watching girls go by.
It's something about late April, early May, as women begin to wear less. And by the end of May, 1st of June, less.
Pig.
I'm not a pig.
Yeah, I know. I want the same stuff.
At least he says that like you know you like it too.
Oh, absolutely.
Hi. How about Daisy Duke?
It was hard not to walk into the street in front of a cab last week in New York.
Yeah, right. Chad and Jeremy. Sort of the same era.
Showing off their
summer song. There's a certain amount, there's a sadness to this song.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of.
It is. Yeah. However, this one's not sad.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Silly stuff. Nat King Cole recorded this song when he was 43 years old, 3 years before his death. It became an instant hit that has been identified in all musical forms as a practical way to get into summertime, the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Another song from earlier in that era, The Drifters.
This
has a big summer song. That, when the Drifters had two or three lead singers, Benny King, probably the best known. I think that Benny King is the lead singer on this song, as a matter of fact. How about the Go-Go's, Richie?
How about them?
Now, Richie, see if you can find the other song, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N, by, I think, Connie Francis. Yeah, awful. I can't remember who did it.
Wasn't it Connie Francis? I just got you up into the 80s.
I know. But this, yeah. V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N.
Let's give all right. Let's go back to the 60s.
That one?
The Happenings. Yeah, that was that song. I don't like this one because it gets to be September all too quickly.
Well, all the old-time radio guys are walking in here looking for my record player.
Yeah, where is it? All right. And there's the Beach Boys that really need summer. Ah! This is to borrow Richie's expression. Ah!
Nah, I love me some Beach Boys.
Yeah, crank this up, Richie. This does it. A lot of the occasions, this does it for me. All the songs that we've played I think Sly and the Family Stone, Hot Fun in the Summertime.
Yeah, gotta love Sly.
11 Spoonful, Freddie Cannon in Palisades Park, Jan and Dean, Surf City.
Sure, all the surf music.
Yeah. The Rivieras did another sort of quasi surf song.
Yeah.
Stupid, but fun. Just the, you can see these guys playing away on these guitars. Almost mindless.
All right,
here we go.
So let's bring a current to wrap this little.
No, wait a minute. You got to get to the vocal part. You didn't find Connie Francis and B-A-C-A-G-I-O. I had to go with Kid Rock. Oh, come on.
This is a dream one.
Joe's right. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Pardon me.
That's right.
People are watching on television. I just yawned. 28 after on Good Day.
You're just mad it's not 50 years old.
Sarah Johnson, military wife and mother.
My husband is the one serving, but I'm in charge of everything else. Don't get me wrong, I'm very proud of him and what he's doing in Afghanistan, but it's tough, emotionally and financially. Thank God for the VFW Military Assistance Program. They stepped in, made some house payments, and allowed my husband to concentrate on keeping our country safe. I am the new VFW.
It's who we are. It's what we do. To join, log on to VFW.org.
Research reveals that many people share the misguided belief that seeing well translates to good eye health. As a result, many don't take the necessary steps to protect their eyes to keep them healthy. To help educate and improve the eye health of Americans, a new radio program, Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones, by AccuView brand contact lenses, provides timely and relevant information and resources to help families manage their eye health. When it comes to taking care of your eyes, Dr. Robert Rosenthal tells host, health blogger Dr. Val Jones, that there is more to an eye exam than just seeing if you need new glasses or contact lenses.
An eye exam is more than just checking vision. An eye exam is an extension of your medical exam.
Free podcasts can be found in the iTunes store and at blogtalkradio.com/healthyvision. I'm Lynn Thompson. Dr. Jones is a paid consultant for Vistacon. AccuView Vistacon and Healthy Vision are trademarks of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care, Inc.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I looking at the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about, with helpful visits from folks like Dr. Ken, who will be here in a few minutes to talk about your children and food allergies. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. I think that the report is off the mark, but it is something new.
It was a big story yesterday, though.
Yeah,
it was. That much.
But it wasn't. It doesn't. It didn't tell you anything. It told you that more people were allergic. Why? I think that these things are blown up to just stir people up. And I don't. If you're going to talk about something that affects children, then you talk about the drug epidemic and mental illness being created by the psychiatric drugs that are being given to children. That's something to talk about.
Yeah, that's true. But you don't think that the allergy thing is just out of control?
I think the information that's being purveyed is out of control. I don't think the allergy thing is out of control at all.
But think about it from this angle, because I remember as a kid, we've talked about this before, there were never any peanut allergies in my class.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute. You were a kid.
Who says that everybody's allergic? There are a lot of people who say it, but where's the proof? Why is it that somehow or other the politically correct world has decided that they don't want you to have your son bring a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to school somebody might be allergic to peanuts? What are you talking about?
The prisons and hoops that you have to jump through.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
What you have to do. And, you know, okay, it's my son's birthday. I'm going to bring him a snack to school. This because Tommy's allergic to that.
Yeah.
And then Sally's allergic
to
this.
Become a victim. Everybody's become
entitled.
This is the kind of stuff we're teaching children. We're teaching them to be afraid of everything. We're teaching them to look out. No matter where they are, there's somebody around who's bad.
I mean, that said, there's something going on because
there are
allergies to these things.
Yeah, but there's not that.
Why?
What are
we doing to our bodies?
Exactly.
Are making our kids.
Our bodies
come out
have become
with these
instead of temples of glory, they have become temples of doom. You so protect your children from the vagaries of bugs. Kids need to be in dirt. They need to be around bugs.
Yep.
If you want to have a strong, healthy child with a really well-functioning immune system,
play in the mud.
You play in dirt.
Remember when you were a kid and Jimmy ate the worms?
Yeah.
That's the healthiest kid on the block.
Right. I mean, how do you think over the years, honestly now, no kidding aside, why do you think I never missed a day of school in my life? I never missed a class at Heidelberg.
You
never
skipped a day of school in your life either,
never.
Did you?
Ever skipped a day, never
it's
missed a
class. Choice.
Never. Well, I was healthy, and today, to this day, I don't miss this program because of health. I don't take time off from it because I enjoy it. It sort of invigorates me. And I don't miss other things that are part of a normal person functioning. Yeah, you know, once in a while, do I get an upset stomach? More often than not, caused by eating bad food? Yeah. Do the allergies, as they come out in the springtime, bug me so that sometimes it affects my voice? Yeah. But in general, I have so much to be thankful for, and I suggest that you would, too, and your family, your environment, if you'd let yourself be around dirt. We have these sprays to keep germs. I mean, come on. You think that you're going to protect yourself. Part of what you learn from talking to Dr. Ken and listening to him is how we have this these probiotics that we talk about all the time that are good bacteria that get in with the bad bacteria. And you need these things to make your body function. That's how the body has been designed, so that you have the yin and the yang, if you will. And with every heartbeat, there has to be a rest, right? I mean, there are these things that are counter. And so if you want to be clean, that's swell. Don't sit down to the table and have dirty hands and pick up your food and eat the food. It just it's not kosher. But if you're outside and you're running around, or your children are, and they're exposed to dirt and things that seem unseemly, they aren't. And there's nothing about this story, the allergy thing. You're right, Jennifer. It got all kinds of attention and press yesterday. And so, I challenged
it's all over the morning shows today.
Yeah. What? Okay, so we have allergies. Why do we have them? Get to the root of the problem.
Question. And that's the big question.
Yeah.
And you know what the answer to it was?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah, right. But we do know. That's the phony part about this. Absolutely use your common sense, what you grew up around. And if you are healthy, our lifestyles have changed so dramatically. There are very few people who are on the farm, very few people who are engaged in, I mean, more and more people are trying to grow their own food. But there's just this, like, hello. I was talking to a lady yesterday who is the state senator for our area, Massachusetts. And I just have gotten to know her in the last year because we're working on a couple of projects together. And there's a bill in Massachusetts. Listen to this, Richie. This would send you. There's a bill before the state legislature in Massachusetts to outlaw anybody working on their own cars. Outlaw working on your own cars in your own yard.
I'm going to reserve judgment until I see the whole story. I can't believe.
The story is that the dealers and a lot of the other outfits are trying to, the big garages are trying to put the little guys, the backyard guys, or even the little service stations out of business. It's the big versus the little, the same thing you see everywhere. So I went to this lady and I said, how do you feel? I had the flyer about this bill. And she looked at me and she had a wry smile. She said, you know, my husband and I work on our own cars. We have a lift in our garage. Now, I would not have ever in my life, looking at this woman, thought that she would be under a car getting greasy, twisting wrenches, and doing things that she was describing to me. She said, I just changed the shocks in my Audi last weekend.
Wow.
So
that's down and dirty there.
Yeah, right.
I bet she's married.
So here's your... This is the thing. There are some people who just kind of get it, and other people who are just so full of fear. Folks, you're contributing to this epidemic by being so susceptible, and I will be the first to tell you the news media is completely your enemy. More than any other source of anything, whether it's the bad guys in Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, whoever you think is our outside enemy.
Hey, man, fear equals ratings.
It is all about fear.
Fear equals votes. Fear equals ratings. Yeah. Fear equals control.
Yep, that's what it's all about. It's all about control. You're being puppeted. You're being controlled, and it's contrived. These allergies are nothing but what the normal routine is. This is nature.
Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
All right, so there you go.
There you go.
Yoda pretty much sums it up.
To explain things, put them into perspective. Well, I'm looking at the news. You know how I have my screen in front of me? that has all the various sources of news. Yeah. I have dozens of these news sources here, and I'm just beginning to I have these two screens together, and I'm just kind of getting used to how I can manipulate myself around from one screen to the other. But here's MSNBC. 8 survive as Russian jet crashes into flames, kills dozens.
Awesome.
Why do we need to know that? What is there about that story that affects your life?
Imagine surviving
if
that.
If you know someone on the plane, you'd care.
What? In Russia?
Yeah. No, but he's got, yeah, he's got an exact, a great point. When I hear a car crash in Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why are they reporting that to me in Washington, D.C.?
Who cares? I mean, it's too bad the guy got killed.
It's horrible. It's news. Right. But why is that news to me?
Yeah.
What makes it news to me if it's not affecting my commute, my family, right, my neighborhood?
Oh, my God, Rich.
No.
As much? If this isn't affecting my commute, I don't care if it's
But the other side of it is, why does Amy Winehouse canceling the rest of her European tour make any difference to anybody?
No, that could be entertainment news. But Jennifer, there is enough news in my community for them to report on. The only reason they want to tell me that story is because it's blood and guts,
yeah, mm-hmm,
and it gets ratings.
Now,
there is no other purpose for telling me about a car crash in some other community.
Wait a minute. Now, that may be, here's this guy, Ryan Dunn, who got killed with some other...
That's entertainment news.
Guy.
Right, so that's... Okay, I can see.
Yeah. Okay, but then the rest of them, again, looking across...
The guy from Jackass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He was a moron who went out, got drunk, and then drove his Porsche into the woods and blew himself up.
Allegedly, right. Yeah. Sure. There's pictures of him on Twitter drinking.
Yeah. Okay, but again, that is not something that's going to affect your life one way or another. There are more things in here that are about fear, and here's cars being built.
Fires.
Yeah.
When a barn catches on fire in somewhere, and like, you know, 4 fire engines have to show up, and it's, I don't understand them reporting, unless it's affecting a lot of people. If somebody's garage catches on fire, how's it got to be breaking news?
Mm-hmm. And is it almost like, I listened to the news, the local 24-hour news station here yesterday, and it was all about car crashes.
Sure.
It's blood and guts.
It's blood and guts because they know it's ratings because we are sick, and that's what we want to, we watch NASCAR. Yeah. Why? We want to see somebody wreck.
Crash.
Yeah.
So that's all the news is. The news is one big NASCAR race waiting, and all they can do is they go, this is perfect. We have one wreck right after another.
Yeah. Why do you think they cover the traffic in Los Angeles?
But it's human nature.
With a helicopter on every corner.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's our fault.
Yeah.
Police chases. Yeah. Why do you think they cover police chases? You think anybody wants to see those end well? No.
Uh-uh.
They want to see the guy hit a bridge abutment at 110 miles an hour.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger going to Austria.
Another car crash.
Yeah.
That's why we watch those stories. It's a plane wreck. It's a train wreck to watch Arnold Schwarzenegger right now.
Yeah.
Or what other celebrity that's driving their life right into the ground.
Yeah.
What is it about us? You know, and we always blame the media, but we're the ones who consume it.
There's both sides of that argument. That's like which came first, the chicken or the egg.
Yep.
That's how that discussion goes.
We stop watching it, they'll stop making it.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, speaking of the allergies in that story, with today's daily dose of more important or maybe not so important.
And you know right now everybody in the audience is going, I don't listen to that stuff.
No.
It's somebody else.
Yeah, right. That's it. 15 before the hour, Dr. Ken up next here on Good Day.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800. 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three less things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As I look at the clock, Ken, I like to remind people that it's time for them to think about their pain and how to get better. That is, how to be pain-free. And the best example that I can come up with in order to help folks is to get them to go to your website or my website. Look for the Salon Pause, the logo, which is right there. Click on that, and you can get a couple, I don't know how many, actually, I don't know how many they send, a couple of free, pain-free pads from Salon Buzz. But it just makes good sense.
You got an ache? Fix it.
It's the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch, Doug. It's for mild to moderate back joint and muscle pains. It's effective. It lasts up to 12 hours, and you won't have any pills going through your body causing any havoc.
So it's safe, long-lasting.
Ken, will this work for my mother-in-law's arthritis?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. It's very effective.
There's two forms. There's one for pain. There's one for arthritis.
Oh, yeah. Good. Okay.
So get over to drkenshow.com. Order a free sample of Salon Pause today. If you're looking for relief right now, maybe you want to drive by your local Walgreens, pick up a 5-count box. Strange name, admittedly, Salon Pause, but it does work, and that's what's important. Get that free sample at drkenshow.com. All right, so we've been hashing out this business of the allergies and the stories, and as Richie and I were just, this conversation has been going on now all week long. And the essence of it is, yeah, there may be a problem according to the study, but doesn't say why. And that's what that's the problem I have.
Well, the whole point is the study was not powered to tell you why. It was only studied to determine if the frequency is changing. That was the only reason. Don't criticize
the investigators.
That's all they were trying to do.
I don't like the study because I think it's another one of these things that throws fear into people without any good reason.
But we didn't know an accurate
frequency.
So
why then tell everybody this? Why give them the results of the study if there's no conclusion?
There is a conclusion. The frequency has increased.
But why?
But that's how science works.
Science is always powered
to answer your question. That's the next step. That's what stimulates new
research.
Give
me the next step instead of scaring me. Give me the whole thing together.
Would you like us to suppress the information?
I don't think there's any information.
Absolutely,
I think everybody knows there's more allergies.
It's like looking at the moon 40 years ago. You get a better look at it the closer you get, and then finally you land on it. You know what's there. Would you like us not to tell you what the moon looks like till 1969?
Wow, he's got you there. That's a pretty good analogy, Doug.
Is it? Do you think so?
I do.
I don't think so. All right, anyway. There are over-testing problems with cervical cancer, this virus. What's the story with that?
Exactly. The Medical Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology out this morning. We now not only test for cervical cancer with the pap smear, we also look for HPV virus. But the problem is this additional test at $80 to $100, a test should not be done until age 30. And then if it's normal with the pap, wait 3 more years.
There you go.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now.
Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua. Purify your life today.
Booty music, very well known music from Flashdance, Irene Cara. The movie and the song, number one during this week, 1983. Seems to me we visited this music a while back, not that long ago, Chucker, with an eye toward this movie being remade, or is it another one from this genre that I keep confusing with Flashdance?
Probably Footloose, but I don't think it'll be remade, but that film is a, what you call it, big surprise hit at the time. It did very, very well.
I also equate it to Fame for some reason.
It was What's-Your-Face's birthday.
Who was
the lead character? What's her name?
Jennifer Beals.
Yeah.
But we had Irene on not too long ago, or was it like 5 years ago?
That was within the last year she was on.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. Further evidence of how time is a blur from what we were talking about earlier in the hour.
Could have been really last week or 4 years ago.
And more importantly, when summer begins, it becomes more of a blur. You notice how quickly when the weather is good, time just goes for zoom. Anyway, Chuck Curry is here. Moving
for yourself,
moments.
Doug.
Time is going slowly for you, Chucker, is it?
Because
you're in Shroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Get out a little bit. 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. If you go to DougStephan.com, click on Chucker's picture, it'll bring you right to the blog. It is very interesting material. Chucker is fascinating and also fascinated with a lot of the things that are in video and DVDs. He just has made that his passion, and that's why he has so much information, and he likes to pass it along to you. So help yourself. Again, Chucker's button there at DougStephan.com. Okay, let's go.
You know what it's like living in the Poconos?
No.
I feel like Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Really?
Yeah, but you get to have that heart-shaped tub in your house, and that's very cool.
Yeah,
exactly.
The champagne glass bubble bath.
All right, here's our contest today. The number one movie during this week in 1989 is the focus. I'll give you that much of a hint.
I'll know this
one. I think this will be fairly easy, but let's see. First clip, Richie.
Decent people shouldn't live here. They'd be happier someplace else.
I think I know.
800-510-8255. You never won before in movie moments. You know what this movie is. Call us. You'll get the prize. Here's the second clip.
Isn't it funny that Chucker just mentioned this actor not even knowing that he was going to be our mystery guest?
Right.
This town needs an enema.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, this town does need an enema.
Yeah. Let me see if I can guess what the third. Does the pale moon dance?
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, all right. So that,
and you know, without a doubt, that movie changed summer films forever.
Yeah, it was great.
All right, so what's the movie? 800-510-8255. Get to it, and we'll get to Chucker and his movie news in 60 seconds here on Good Day.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced. Through July 5th, save $30 on our Road Trip Ready maintenance package that includes an oil change and vehicle alignment. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, including an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 tires. Special financing available. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7/5 to 7/9.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
Hi, I'm glad you have feet, too, so you can stick them in your mouth. All right, Chucker, what's going on in the movie news department?
Two stories, Doug. Former Lost star Evangeline Lilly, who played Kate on that show, has joined the cast of Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings prequel, The Hobbit, which is currently filming. I believe she's going to play some sort of fairy. She's also co-starring alongside Hugh Jackman in the sci-fi action film titled Real Steel. I caught the trailer of that movie, and it looks very appealing. It hits theaters in December. Actually, I wanted to see her play Lois Lane in the new Superman movie, but the role went to Amy Adams. Other news, Paramount Pictures has agreed to finance a yet untitled comedy that will star actor Warren Beatty, his first film in over a decade. His last movie was called Town and Country with his wife, Annette Bening, which bombed at the box office. Beatty, Doug, made headlines last week, at least on the internet, when he said he's working on a sequel to Dick Tracy, which he will once again star in. I don't believe it for a second. I don't think that'll ever happen.
You don't think so?
I think.
All right, let's see here. Tony, what's the name of that movie?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No, you got the right actor. Steve, who do you think it is, or what do you think it is?
The Shining.
I know, the same, again, the right actor. Carolyn, you want to take another guess at another movie that the actor was in fast?
I know the movie. It's the Four Crazy Guys, but I can't...